A neighbor makes a point.
Did you put this up?
I did, Your Honor.
With a spike strip for the cats next door.
I said, Bob, I'm taking him down because our cat has been injured with a puncture wound, and now I know how it happened.
You knew that they bothered your neighbor.
But this fight has 9 lives.
We are now 2 years later. Are your cats indoor cats?
No.
Nope. Keep your cats in your house.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Donald and Tanya Gray are suing their neighbors, Robert and Janet Johnson, for medical bills, air conditioner repairs, and attorney fees.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 359 on the calendar in the matter of Gray versus Johnson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. and Mrs. Gray, how long have you and the Johnsons been neighbors?
Actually, we've been neighbors with Bob for 20 years, since 1997. And then Janice came into the picture in 2007, I believe.
How long are you together?
I moved in 98.
So a year after Mr. Johnson moved in. Who has cats?
They do.
You have cats?
Yes.
How many?
We have 2, and one decided to live with us, so we adopted him.
So you have 3 cats?
Yes, ma'am.
Did the difficulty between you start over the cats and some spikes that were put up?
If I may, Your Honor, there is a difficulty that we discovered a pigeon spike trap that they put on commercial buildings to keep pigeons from landing on rooftops. My son and my wife, Tanya, discovered the trap hidden behind our shed out of our line of sight, and I actually have pictures of it. I'm not sure if you have those.
I don't have any pictures. I don't have any
evidence. I'd like to.
When did you find them?
It was in June 3rd of 2016. This is what we discovered behind our shed that was hidden from our sight.
This was behind your shed?
Correct.
Okay. Did you put this up?
I did, Your Honor. We had a possum problem.
Just a second. On your property or their property?
It's a joint fence. It's a shared fence.
So you put up these spikes because you had a what problem?
Possum problem in the neighborhood. And we were worried about our dogs.
What kind of dogs do you have?
We have a Pomeranian and a Papillon.
Small dogs?
Yes.
Did you ever have a problem with the Gray's cats?
No. Well, they come in our yard all the time and, you know, lay on our lounges and... Get up on our roof.
Just a second. Let's go slowly. They come in your yard.
Quite frequently.
And they park themselves on your furniture.
Right.
And?
It just happens. We don't make a big issue out of it. It's not a big deal. Sometimes our dogs get upset, start barking and chase them around, but...
Okay. Was this put up for possums or to keep his cats on his side of the property?
It had nothing to do with his cats, Your Honor.
They came... Here you go. Would you return that to them, please?
That's not true.
Okay. Did you discuss this spike? Why don't you let me finish?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you discuss these spikes with Mr. Johnson?
Well, first
the answer is either yes or no.
Yes.
When?
When we took him down after I called the local police department and asked him if it was legal to put up.
Just a second. The answer is you took them down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm is not an
Correct.
Answer. Yes is an answer.
Correct, yes.
Did you take them down before or after you spoke with Mr. Johnson?
Before.
I'm not
before.
Speaking to you. Are my eyes
before.
Making contact with you?
Sorry, ma'am.
Before.
You took them down before. Okay, now this is a common fence, correct?
Yes, it's shared property line fence.
It's a shared property line fence. And you would agree that your cats don't belong on his property?
Correct.
Has Mr. Johnson or Mrs. Johnson ever spoken to you about your cats being on his property?
Not until that day.
Until what day?
The day that I took him down after I called the police.
And tell me about that conversation.
Well, I called the police first because I didn't believe it was legal, and the police told me...
No, don't listen to me. I'm not interested in what you told the police and what the police told you, because that's hearsay.
Okay.
I'm interested in the conversation you had with either Mr. or Mrs. Johnson, who were present.
He came outside. He saw me take it down. He said, you can't do that. That's my property. I said, Bob, I'm taking him down because our cat has been injured with a puncture wound, and now I know how it happened.
And he said?
And he said, it's my property. You can't do that. I said, I've already called the local police department.
Okay.
They said I could.
And you took it down?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm is not an answer.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you had this conversation with him, and this was in June of 2016?
June 3rd. 2016.
What efforts have you made since, if any, to keep your cats contained on your property?
Anytime I see them over on that side of our property, I shoo them back towards the garage or our side of the house.
Then the answer would be none. The only way to keep cats on your side of the property is to keep them inside. And because you choose to have cats that you let out and are outdoor cats, that doesn't entitle you to invade somebody else's property with your domestic animals.
Ma'am.
You wouldn't like it if he created a situation where his dogs would come on your property and defecate on your back lawn on a regular basis. You wouldn't like that. Your responsibility, now that you know that your neighbors is annoyed by your cats, is to keep your cats in your house.
May I, Your Honor?
Yeah, sure.
They had never come to us at that point and told us our cats were
just
a problem.
Just a second. I'm asking you, subsequent to June 3rd of 2016, do you let your cats out?
They pretty much live in our garage. They do go out in and out, but there's other cats in their neighborhood.
Listen to me.
There's many.
Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't care about other cats in the neighborhood. I'm talking to you about your cats.
Yes, ma'am.
And your cats are not contained. So to me, if you like your pet and you don't want your pet to be injured, and you have three cats, you keep them in your house. Now, that's not what this lawsuit is about.
No.
But I have to tell you, if you think that I think that you do the right thing, I don't. Now let's get to your lawsuit. Your lawsuit is that Mr. and Mrs. Johnson sprayed a tree that was on their property and oversprayed the tree with some toxic chemical that caused you illness. You had to have your air conditioning system cleaned out. Who had a breathing problem? Raise your hand. You had breathing problems like some people have when they have cat allergies.
No.
No.
Asthma, look, just a, medical
listen
dying.
To me. Listen to me.
Yes,
like
ma'am.
Some people have when they have cat allergies. They can't breathe. I know that. So first, I'd like to see a picture of where the tree is. And am I correct? The majority of this tree is on their property.
Yes, ma'am.
What your complaint is that they sprayed something on the tree that caused damage to your property and your health.
Yes.
Okay, so first we need an expert to tell us what the property was that they sprayed on this tree.
We have hazmat reports. It was melathion.
I'd like to see.
There's a report right here, and it talks about...
Don't tell me what it talks about. Are these two products, Mr. Johnson, products that you obtained at a store?
That's correct, Your Honor.
What store did you obtain them at?
Home Depot.
And they're both readily for sale?
That's correct.
And you applied them to the tree, these two products. Why?
We had an infestation of aphids on the tree, Your Honor.
What did you use to spray them?
The pesticide spray bottle has a wand with a little battery-powered sprayer that sprays about 1.5 to 2 feet.
I'd like to see a photograph of it.
This you don't want.
This is just the inside.
Anybody have the back of this?
Yes.
So I could see what the warnings are? Okay. I would like you, Mr. and Mrs. Gray, to read the warnings on the back of this.
Your Honor.
And see, I'm speaking. Two ears and one mouth. I've just read the entire back of that. It says shouldn't be sprayed near aquatics because it's damaging to fish, could be damaging to reptiles. Don't swallow it. If it gets in your eyes, wash immediately, wash your hands. Because it's clear from reading this report that they sprayed a tree because it had aphids with products that they bought at a local Home Depot. They sprayed the tree in accordance, we have no evidence that it wasn't sprayed in accordance with the directions that were on the back. So in order to be successful with your lawsuit, you have to tell me that they did something negligently.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It's your burden to prove negligence.
The proof is that he never came and warned us that he was going to spray on a hot day with
Show
the windows
me.
Open.
We had men in white suits come to our house.
We had a hazmat crew come in spacesuits at our house that wouldn't let us enter our home.
real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Donald and Tanya Gray claim next-door neighbors, Robert and Janet Johnson, were negligent when they sprayed insect repellent on a shared tree. The defendants are countersuing for harassment.
May I?
I'm waiting.
If you look at the report from the county hazardous material guy, I just spoke to him again the other day.
No, you can't tell me about you speaking to them.
Okay. If you read the report, he mixed malathione with ortho spider spray, and it's a definite no-no. You don't mix two chemical poisons together.
Just a second. Listen to me carefully. Show me where it says that on either container.
Judge, it was not diluted.
Just a second.
It was not diluted. It was horrific. I couldn't breathe.
It's supposed to be diluted with water.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. You have to tell me what I understand that you were consumed by vapors because you were sitting in your house with the windows open, and he sprayed this stuff for aphids on his tree, which is not contraindicated here, that he wasn't spraying it in your house, in your window. He was spraying it on an infestation of aphids on the tree. You have to show me that either he did it maliciously, which you have no evidence of, or that he was negligent in some way. Now, the only way that you can prove negligence is not the end result, which was that some vapors got into your house. The way you prove negligence is that if he mixed these products and it's contraindicated on the label, what do you do for a living?
I'm a retired deputy sheriff, but I used to work in pest control.
Okay, so he's a retired peace officer. Right. So he's not a landscaper. He's not a tree expert. He's somebody who had aphids on his tree. So it's your burden to prove negligence.
I feel like
understand?
The proof is that he never came and warned us that he was going to spray on a hot day with
Show
the
me.
Windows open.
We had men in white suits come to our house.
We had a hazmat crew with the fire department come in spacesuits at our house that wouldn't let us enter our home.
That's not true.
I went to
the hospital.
Just a second. Just a second, sir. You called a hazmat team.
No, I didn't call them.
I called 911.
Just
so she called 911, whatever it was. You called the 911 and said, I can't breathe. There's some toxic fume.
No, my throat, I could not breathe.
Oh, listen, we're in court now, and it's a lawsuit.
Yes, ma'am.
Now you have to show me. He may have been stupid to mix these two things together. You have to show me negligence. The only way you're going to be able to show me negligence is if on either one, you're going to have to, and you have to show me these two products, that it says do not combine these two products because they create a terrible toxic condition to anything, any living thing within 100 yards. Just show me.
There was one other gentleman when we were in the hospital that was there that made them water their tree down. It was not diluted to
He's the guy that wrote the report.
Did you understand what I said? I'm going to finish reading
Your
the
Honor.
Report.
He wrote the report.
I'm going to finish reading the report. You have something to add to what I just said?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm listening.
This is, she was there.
I don't. Listen, I feel sorry that you're sick. Your sickness is irrelevant to this case. So if you have something to add.
Yes, ma'am.
Go.
On the bottles, I'm sure that it definitely says must dilute the chemical in order to spray.
It does
Whether
say
it
that.
Was combined or not, it must be diluted to be safer.
It does say
Just
that.
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
If you have that on both bottles, then your next level of proof is that he didn't follow the directions.
Okay. I see here it is ripped during a portion of the paragraph, but I see here do not apply or allow to drift to blooming crop or weeds.
Listen to me carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
You just said to me it's supposed to be diluted.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the first level.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? That's what you're looking for. You're looking for where it's supposed to be diluted. And
yes,
then
Matt.
You have to Please. Have proof that he didn't dilute it. Just show me where it says it's supposed to be diluted.
Not in that report, Your Honor.
It doesn't say it's supposed to be diluted. The report may say it's supposed to be a lot of things, sir. This is a product that's sold over the counter in Home Depot. You may be injured. I suggest you, if you're injured, then what you have to do is sue Home Depot and Ortho.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If he followed the directions and sprayed aphids on his tree...
That's my point. He didn't follow the directions.
Show me.
Your Honor.
All I'm asking you to do is show me. Just because you say it, sir, doesn't mean that it's true.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy.
Donald and Tanya Gray are accusing next-door neighbors, Robert and Janet Johnson, of creating a biohazard when they sprayed undiluted insect killer on a shared tree.
Yeah, if he followed the directions and sprayed aphids on his tree...
That's my point. He didn't follow the directions.
No, show me.
Your Honor.
All I'm asking you to do is show me. Just because you say it, sir, doesn't mean that it's true.
They don't have a picture of the directions. They only have a picture of the warnings.
That's not their burden.
I understand.
It's your burden to have a picture of the directions on both bottles to demonstrate that either bottle says do not combine together, must be diluted with so much water. Then a report that says to me, which this doesn't say, that it wasn't diluted, would show negligence on their part.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's your burden. It's not his burden. It's not his burden. It's your burden.
They were not in our possession, so we could not get a picture.
Go to Home Depot.
I looked at Home Depot.
Go to Home Depot,
Your Honor. This melathion was not sold at Home Depot. I even asked
them.
Just a second. At our store.
Just a second.
Your Honor.
Then get it from another store. Get it from Amazon.
I thought by having our hazmat and the people that were there.
We're done. We're done.
Seriously?
Do you? Oh,
yes,
oh, very seriously.
I'm sorry.
Oh, very seriously.
Wow.
Oh, very seriously. And we're done because sometimes neighbors do things that are totally unintentional, and it causes damage. There's no indication here that an incident that occurred in 2016 caused them to spray a tree a year and a half later with the intention, put your hand down, with the intention of causing injury to you, so that your burden is to show negligence.
They're
in order
negligence.
To show...
No. Ma'am, I have an example of negligence. 5 to 6 weeks later, they had a construction crew in their driveway cutting dangerous resin countertops, blowing onto all of our vehicles and into us working in the garage, and they didn't come warn us then either. And that's poisonous. The gentlemen that worked were wearing respirators to protect themselves, and they didn't warn us.
Just a second. You've been living next to both of them for 20 years.
Correct.
Not both
I'm not going to hear both of you. So make up your mind. You sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
When we first moved... Your Honor,
I'm not interested in first moving in.
We
right
had keys
now,
to their home. I helped take care of his mother when they would go on weekend trips. Bob has been to... It is Janice...
Just a second. I'm going to leave you in a second.
Okay.
I want to know you've been living next door to each other for 20 years.
Correct.
Step up. Step
20
back up.
Years.
Correct.
What I'd like to know is the first incident that I heard where there was difficulty was 2016, which was 20 years, almost 20 years. Sit down.
This is very important.
Sit.
Did you
I'm not.
It?
Sit.
Yes.
I'm very.
I found your information
sit.
For you.
Good. I'm going to let you come back in a
yes,
second.
Ma'am. All right.
You lived next door to each other for 20 years.
Correct.
Until 2016, as far as I can hear from the complaint and the answer, from what you've told me, there had not been difficulty between the two of you until those spikes went up in the backyard. That's what I asked. I said, when
not
was
true.
Their first difficulty? You told me June 3rd, 2016. That's what you told me, sir.
Regarding the case.
Regarding what case?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to JudgeJudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, you found what I mean.
Exposure area.
Well, that's what you did.
We were never told that it first was sprayed. We called the gas company because we thought it was a gas leak in panic and ran around the house smelling, unplugging things, turning off gas things. What the gas company told us to do. While inhaling this, we stayed in the home until we realized when the gas company came that it was not a gas leak and it was a spray. And they never did come and tell us, you need to get out of the area, we sprayed the spray.
Okay. Can I have the evidence back, please? Next time I would get some expert advice before you spray your trees. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
We're done. And I keep my cats inside. We're done. Thank you.
Wait, Your Honor. We have a countersuit.
We are done.
I have a countersuit.
I know you do. And I just said to you, we are done.
But I have a police report.
We are. I read your counterclaim. We are done.
What about
we
my
are,
police report?
We are done. Did you hear
but
what
this
I said?
Yes.
Miss, take your wife. We're done.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
My wife and my son's girlfriend both went in an ambulance to the hospital.
We had no intention of ever doing that to them.
They think they are ex-police. They do whatever they want.
She was home, like, within a couple of hours, standing at her garage door smoking a cigarette.
They're negligent. They're obnoxious. It's beyond ridiculous.
Leave us alone and get along to get along.